Hello, welcome to North Valley Church's Sermon Podcast. We are in a series titled, God Is. If you would like more information on our podcast or North Valley Church, you can reach us on our website, nvcmd.org.
I want to start with a little quiz. I'm asking this question, but I'm asking no matter what height you are. You ready? Who here has ever lied to their parents? Oh, man. I appreciate the transparency. If you didn't raise your hand, I want you to reflect for a moment if you didn't lie just then. It's funny how that works. It's as you get older, it's like, oh, okay, yep, I know I did that. When we think about truth and wanting to be truthful people, we tend to speak it in terms of, did I tell a lie or not? And we can measure truthfulness in that, but that is taking a look at a negative consequence, that if I'm truthful, I don't lie. And so we measure how truthful we are by measuring a negative aspect. I want to talk about this morning that what would truthful be if I started looking at what the positive outcomes of being a truthful person was. What are the positive outcomes of being truthful? If I were to wrestle with the idea that, you know what, my ultimate measure of truth is God, how do I know God is truthful? What is it that I receive from God because He is truthful? So I want to just hang out here for a moment. What does it mean to be truthful? I mean, everybody, right, we could all do the virtue signaling and raise our hands. Oh, yeah, I tell the truth as much as I can. But does truthfulness really roll out in the rest of our lives? So I want to take a look at three areas that we see God's truthfulness manifest itself. That because God is truthful, we know He's reliable. I want you to think about the word reliable for a moment. Reliable is somebody that's trustworthy. When I know a reliable person, I start to view them as being a safe person. We view reliable people as secure people. So when we think about God's truthfulness, His reliability is influenced by His truthfulness. God is not human that He should lie, not a human being that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? And if you're a note taker, underline, you want to underline this last question. Does He promise and not fulfill? The thing about God's reliability and truthfulness is that when God says something, He's going to follow through in it. When He makes a promise, He's reliable. We know He's going to fulfill that. We know that when we put our faith and trust in Jesus, we're going to be resurrected from the dead. We know that God walks with us, even during the times when we don't feel it all the time. We know God's walking with us because He is truthful and reliable. God's truthfulness comes out in being reliable. God's truthfulness comes out in being faithful. I mean, when you think about faithful, God's loyal. Faithful is devoted. Faithful is staunch. God's faithfulness has to do with, I know that God's always for me. His faithfulness means he's never going to give up on pursuing his will. Cool thing about God's faithfulness is he's never going to give up on me, regardless of how I mess up. God's truthfulness comes out in his being faithful, and that means a great deal to me. He is a rock. His works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong. Upright and just is he. I love the idea that God is faithful. That even when I take a turn and go off the rails, he's never going to give up. He always loves me. He might be not happy with me and some of the choices I make. He might come along as a parent and encourage me to do better things. But he's never going to give up on me. He's always faithful to be there for us. God's truthfulness comes out in his reliability, his faithfulness. God's truthfulness comes out in his stability. Think about what you think of when you think stable. He's consistent. He's unchanging. He's firm. Those things are all true, come out of God, from his stability, which comes out of his faithfulness. God is faithful. God is stable. And he is that because of his truthfulness. This is one of my, I've been spending a lot of time in this particular verse. So this is like a big deal for me. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. You catch the words in there about stability? He is a deliverer, a stronghold, a fortress, a rock. This is the NIV translation. The NLT translation ends with, instead of saying my stronghold, it says, bless you, he is my safe place. That's been a big deal to me. And I imagine for many of us, this should be a big deal too. That regardless of whatever chaos and things that might be going on in my life, I can have a place that I can go and stand. He is stable. He's not shifting. And when I feel like I'm all over the place, that's a place I can go hang out with God. Grant, if you were here last week, if you weren't, you can catch him on the North Valley Church podcast. Yeah, whoo! Grant talked about that God is love, and that how we know God is love is by experiencing it, and that we go through seasons of life where, oh my gosh, this is messed up. I am hurt. I am confused. I am not sure what to do. I need to be able to lean into the God that loves me. That ties with his stability. I know that I can lean into the God that loves me because he's stable. He's always going to be there. He's not going to move around. And it becomes my strong place to be able to move from. God is truthful, and it comes out, and we can see it because he's reliable, because he is faithful, because he is stable. If you were here last week, you would have heard Grant describe this sermon series that we're in as going through the moral attributes of God. I'm going to use a different word, same thing, but these moral attributes are communicable. So if you're a systematic theology dude, communicable means I can commune with God and join in these attributes. That God is truthful and he is perfect at it. I might never hit God's level of truthful, but it's an area I can grow. And I want us to just take a little bit this week and think about how am I with truthful, and not just go, I don't tell a lie, so I must be truthful. Wrestle with the words reliable, faithful, stable, and see how they apply. Where you might start, maybe your starting place for wanting to be truthful like God is by getting his truth in you. That's really where truthfulness starts. If God is truth, it's going to start with me getting his truth inside me. So for us, in truthfulness for us, it starts with having a relationship with him. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit. If you're underlining these last five words, this is it. And through belief in the truth. That's where this starts to all unfold and manifest itself. Our belief in the truth and who Jesus Christ is, that he lived 2,000 years ago. He lived a perfect life and died on a cross, having done nothing wrong, but being perfect and having died, he paid the price for our sins. He needed to do that because on our own, we would never be able to pay back that debt with God. And when we put our faith and trust into the work that Jesus has already done, we renew our relationship with the Father. It's restored. And cooler yet, 3 days later, when he rose from the dead, he demonstrated he has that power and authority, and he promises us that same resurrection. If you want to start moving down the path of, I would like to be a truthful person, I would like to be more truthful, it's going to start with your relationship with Jesus Christ. If you've never done that before today, I would encourage you to consider, what would it look like to put my trust into his truth? Because if God is truth, right, it's not just that he is truthful, God is truth, just like last week. God isn't loving, he is love. God is truth. If I want to be truthful, it's going to start by me getting his truth in me. If you've never done that before, man, let's make today the day. You can come talk to me after the service, or you can always, if you're busy, you've got a cheeseburger calling your name and you need somewhere you need to be, you can always send an email to info@nvcmd.org. Yes. Yeah. I got like five things running through my brain. I'm going to let them all go. So it starts with us getting God's truth in us. But then we need to let it change us and act on it. 1 John 2:4 says, whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in that person. So if we've made that decision, we want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, it ought to be coming out of us in following what it is Jesus said, right? Jesus summarized the commandments with two phrases, love God, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. So if we've got truthfulness happening, it's going to impact our ability to love God, our ability to love other people. So if you want just a starting place of how should truth be manifesting itself? By obeying his commands. He commanded us to be loving people. So wrestle with the people in your life and how you're doing with loving them. Some people are easy to love. Some people, not as much. But as best we can, we need to be loving them with God's love. And I do that by getting more of Jesus inside me. 1 John 1:6 says the same kind of thing. If we claim to have fellowship with him, Jesus, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. If you're an underliner, that's what you want to underline, those last four words. Live out the truth. God is truth. It's in his word. As we get his word inside of us, it ought to be manifesting itself and coming out And people ought to be able to see that in us. We ought to be able to see that transformation. Ought to be able to see us be loving people. More specifically, if you want to be growing in your truthfulness, because you can, because God's inside you, and we have the Holy Spirit, you can grow in your truthfulness. Take a moment and reflect. If you were to ask people in your life, your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people you ran into at Walmart this week, would they say, oh yeah, that was a reliable person? Oh yeah, that was a faithful person. Oh yeah, that was a stable person. The people who know you, what would they say about those three? Can I get the next slide? What would they say about those three things and us? If we want to grow in our truthfulness, that is where we want to lean into. I would love for you to be able to take this week and just prayerfully reflect with God. How am I doing with reliability, faithful, stable? I know none of us are perfect, so we've all got places where we're going to struggle. Millie and I went on a little trip this weekend, driving through little towns in Pennsylvania, and we had a conversation about stop signs. I am terrible at stopping at stop signs. And so I negotiated with her. I think stop signs are a suggestion. Not necessarily hard fact. What really matters is that you check, make sure the way is clear, and then it's okay to run the stop sign. I see lots of heads shaking. The cop who wrote me a ticket a couple of years ago, which Millie continually reminds me of, did not feel the same way about it either. For me to focus on my truthfulness, I need to work on my reliability. I need to pay attention to the stop signs. Hard, fast things I struggle with. Deadlines on schedules, I'm terrible with that. Keeping up with my email, it's hard. I am unreliable in those areas. If I want to think of myself in growing in truthfulness, I know those are the places I need to sit with God and work on. Where is it God might be asking you to grow in your truthfulness this week? I would like to ask the band to come up. And while they are, just think about where it is, hey, I would like to be a more truthful person. God's truthful. I've got him inside me. I think I can do this. I think I can grow in my truthfulness. Who are the people that you can ask? What do you think about my reliability, my faithfulness, my stability? What would they say? Maybe those are conversations you can have with somebody this week. And then allow God to walk with you and grow in those areas. Would you pray with me? Dear Father in heaven, thank you that you are a truthful God. It means so much that we can rely on your promises. It means so much that we know you're never going to give up on us. It means so much to know that when we hit icky places, we can always run to you because you are a rock. That matters to us. Lord, as we reap those benefits of your truthfulness, Lord, I pray that you would help manifest your truthfulness in us. Help us reflect in the coming week on how it is we can grow in our truthfulness so that we can be continually conformed to the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.